And now dictation for Paul Bader, B-A-D-E-R, September 1664, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Mr. Bader, who has chronic kidney disease, nephrotic syndrome secondary to biopsy provings, severe arteriosclerosis and secondary type FSGS. Last visit was in July. No hospital visit. There is obesity, stable appetite without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or urinary problems. Does have time nocturia, which is every 2-3 hours. He found himself falling asleep during daytime. He believes he might be snoring, but he has never been tested for sleep apnea. Otherwise, extensive review system done without any findings. Medication list review, notice the Coric, Demadex, Aldactone, tolerating Farxiga without infection, on cholesterol triglyceride treatment. Pressing weight 320, before 316. Blood pressure 132/90 by myself, right-sided. Obesity, no respiratory distress, lung cardiovascular normal, no abdominal tenderness, minimal edema today, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. January, creatinine 1.89, which is baseline or improved for a GFR of 40 stage 3B. Minor low sodium, normal acid base, upper potassium, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, excuse me, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus less than 4.8, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease and nephrotic range proteinuria in relation to biopsy findings, arteriosclerosis and secondary type FSGS in a person who has morbid obesity, blood pressure in the office, fair. He needs to continue exercising, weight reduction, physical activity, low sodium. We will monitor phosphorus for potential binders, no need for EPO treatment, other chemistries are stable. Plan to see him back in 6 months.